you think we'll get anything meaty when it comes to federal agency issues tonight?
I wouldn't expect too much. You know, generally you have to be very careful so that you don't blink and miss it when it comes to the real sort of federal management news in these things. But I expect there will be some things. I think that he probably is going to go back to the reorganization theme. It seems like maybe a few weeks ago they woke up and realized, wow, we promised something a year ago and maybe we better put something together. So you might see more on that, maybe even a pledge to take that even more broadly than the trade and commerce agencies.
I have seen some speculation that the push on that was so that he could at least allude to it in the speech tonight.
I think that probably makes sense. That I think for one thing they were due to have something done so that they wouldn't have people saying, hey, you said this a year ago and you haven't done anything. But I think that it enables him again to get some more traction out of the proposal, which, you know, I think works pretty well for him politically. It positions him as being someone who's willing to take on bureaucracy, and I think that plays well for him.
You and I talk a lot about effective management in government and structure and those kinds of things. What do you think would be good for him to talk about if he were speaking specifically to federal employees about those kinds of things?
Well, I think there's probably a whole range of things, and I think there's a whole wide range of things that are going on at the Office of Management and Budget that he probably doesn't want to talk about on the grounds that they're sort of arcane. And, you know, I think things related to financial management and hiring reform and things like that, and, you know, cloud computing, a whole list of technology initiatives that they're pretty actively engaged in that I think are just not the kind of issues that resonate widely. And so there's not really, you can't really expect that this will be a sort of really management-related speech. And, you know, frankly, federal employees are lucky when these speeches don't turn out to be things that are really negative about them, you know, pledges to cut the workforce or freeze pay or things like that.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of folks were heartened by the 0.5% pay increase. I really expected a lot more pushback and complaining than we've heard. Rank and file people, labor union people are all, nobody's really excited about it, of course, but a lot of folks are saying, hey, better than nothing. So I think you're right about that. As we look at these speeches historically, and you mentioned the president's speech last year, historically, though, the State of the Union address isn't really a place where federal employees go to get a set of markers for what they can expect from the White House for the coming year, is it?
No, I mean, the budget is much more of an opportunity to see that sort of thing. And the thing to remember is State of the Union addresses are rarely memorable to anybody. I mean, these things, they have a couple days of run, maybe, and that's about it. They're rarely viewed as sort of seminal speeches. And in this case, this is really sort of one of his campaign kickoff speeches for all intents and purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, you may see even less of that and more of an aggressively sort of making the case for himself and his administration politically.
Is there any sense in your mind that there is anything significant to the budget requests being pushed back a week?
I don't think so. I think that's more a case that they just didn't get the work done in time.
So there's nothing that we should read between the lines there?
Not from anything I've heard. I think it's just a difficult document to put together, and especially in a politically charged environment when there's a lot of moving pieces relative to what's going on the Hill, and it's only a week. I think that, you know, they did this last year too, I
mm-hmm.
think, and I think what it just shows is they don't view themselves as, you know, absolutely beholden to that first week in February date.
Well, and I can't imagine the complexity of doing that job in the kind of environment that we're in now.
Yeah. Or in any environment. Every time I see that document every year, I think, how in the world do they put this together and make sure that every line of it gets approved and doesn't have something crazy in it?
That, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that. The first time I saw the actual document was maybe 10 or 12 years ago, it's been now, when I worked at C-SPAN. And they brought in, one of our correspondents from the Hill, brought in the actual documents stacked up. And I started to pore over them, and that exact thought was what I thought. how does somebody know there's not a typo in here? And when you're talking about budgets in the dollar figures that we're talking about, a zero in the wrong place can really be a big problem.
Yeah, and you know, I think some of the real unsung heroes in government are the people who work on this document and whip it into shape, because it involves going back and forth with agencies, where an agency is doing end runs to the White House about their requests, and putting that all together and getting the document right. That is heroic to me.